what do you call it when they put it in the water? You say they're going to do what?
I don't think I've fooled around that part of the world enough to know nothing about it because I'm so scared of water.
Have you ever heard people say they need to launch the boat?
Yeah, that word launch is familiar.
Uh-huh. And talking about boats, what kind of boats do people use around here just to fish in ponds? They'd use oars and they... What kind of boat is that?
Lose me when you get to the water because I ain't going. Plenty of them around here got them little old boats. I call them fishing boats.
Do they call them rowboats maybe?
Oh, maybe they do. I've heard they were rowboats. There's one boy come with the man that sprays my house for insects.
Uh-huh.
A young man come with him, said he was over there on, at the river when that big storm come last year.
Mm-hmm.
Just had lifted his boat into the water.
Uh-oh.
Since he got that news out of it, I said you shouldn't go by yourself, right, young man?
Uh-huh.
A little old wife and baby.
Uh-huh.
I said, you shouldn't go by yourself. You don't know what's going to happen. So he wasn't expecting that storm. So when he got that boat out of that water, he made it back home between him and the other.
Uh-huh. I expect that'd be a bad place to be in that storm.
You be joking. He had brought me a dishpan full of what kind of fish was in? Trout. And they was alive, and I said, well, I can't have them. If you don't kill them, I can't just carry them on. He's so nice. He got out there and killed them, dressed them for me.
If you went to town to buy a dress of a certain color, what would you call that little square of cloth that you'd take along to match?
Sample.
If you see a girl that has a very becoming dress, you might say, my goodness, that sure is a...
Well,
If it's a real nice dress, you might say, my, that sure is a...
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe just a pretty dress.
Mm-hmm. I don't talk about clothes much because I don't care nothing about them.
Uh-huh.
But when I see something pretty, I know it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And talking about that word pretty, you might say, well, this girl's dress is pretty, but that one's even...
more beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Or what about if you were going to use the word pretty?
Oh.
This one's pretty, but that one's...
Couldn't say the prettiest, could I? Prettiest?
Okay. What do you call that thing that you wear over your dress in the kitchen to keep your dress?
Apron.
Uh-huh.
But I don't mind, but I ain't gonna be.
You would call this thing right here what?
A pencil.
Mm-hmm. And if it had ink in it?
Pen.
Uh-huh. And you would talk about that thing that you put on a baby to keep his diaper on? That's a what? That's a safety?
Safety pin.
Safety pin. What about, what did you drink from at a pump or a well?
Sometimes we had gourds.
Mm-hmm. And if it was made out of metal?
It would be a dipper or...
What was that thing usually made out of?
Dipper.
Uh-huh.
Enamel. Or some tin dipper.
Mm-hmm. A tin dipper. You talk about a tin dipper. What about a dime? You say a dime's worth how many cents?